Hello, and welcome to the Podcast of Steel. Here, I share news, reviews, my adventures, interviews, and more. You can always expect some Superman content from this show, but I'm a lover of all things geeky, so you never know what you're going to get. Now, let's leap into action with a brand new episode of the Podcast of Steel.
Hello, and welcome back to the Podcast of Steel. I am your host, Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel, and I have seen the Supergirl trailer. I can say that now. I can officially say that. And wow. When this goes live, the trailer will be live, and I won't be watching this. I will be enjoying the trailer again and enjoying everybody's comments and thoughts about it. I will share my trailer reaction video that was recorded as soon as I finished watching. I only got to watch this video once, and this special link that was sent my way with a password, I could only watch it once. And after that, that link was done. So it was kind of like a Mission Impossible type situation. I got to watch this video and then it ceased to exist in my inbox. But wow. I hit play. It went, it flew by. Everything that there was making me smile. In this podcast, I will be talking about that and talking about the impact of Woman of Tomorrow has had on me and the world. I've enjoyed this book that is behind me many times, and I was reading it just before I got to watch the trailer. If you have not read this story, I cannot recommend it enough. The fantastic Tom King and Bilkis Evely, magnificent artwork, a beautiful, powerful story with humour, amazing landscapes, amazing environments and planets and aliens and characters. And over the upcoming months, I will be diving deeper into this story, talking with fans around the world about this story, and just helping pass the time until this film comes out, because like last year, sorry, we're still in 2025, like this year, with the summer of Superman, we are going to have the summer of Supergirl next year. And I'm all for that. I am all for that. And so, I'm excited over the upcoming months to talk more about this story, to talk about the impact that it's had on this film. I'm sure the film will have its own legacy, as it were. It will do its own work, but we know that the film is definitely inspired by this story. And now that trailer is out there, and we have all seen it multiple times now, I know that I'm going to be watching it as much as I can to spot all those Easter eggs and see the things that I may have missed the first time round. I am like a dog when it sees a squirrel when a trailer comes out for the first time, which is why I enjoy my trailer reaction videos, because I don't know what's going on and I miss so much. It really can be exciting and overwhelming sometimes. And to be able to watch this trailer just once, it made me really want to try and focus on everything. And I've got notes. I made notes. I tried to make a sort of a mind palace of memories of what I saw. But when a trailer, much like the Superman trailer, opens up with Krypto, that makes me happy. And yes, this trailer was a really good teaser trailer. We got to see so much. So many spaceships, so many characters, some fighting. We saw that costume. We saw the S. We saw the skirt. We saw the belt. And boy, I was waiting for it. I know there have been leaked photographs and videos from the set of Supergirl, and that just drives me mad. And I get tagged in them and I try to ignore them, but I'm so glad that I can just try and just avert my eyes if I see anything like that, because I wanted to see this suit properly for the first time. And we did get that with the Superman film, with that fantastic scene at the end. But for Supergirl's film, and for this story especially, I wanted to see it the way it was meant to be seen. And yeah, it was worth the wait. It was worth the wait. And also to to hear Millie as Supergirl, I thought Millie was fantastic in The House of the Dragon, but I wanted to hear her Supergirl voice, her Kara, as it were. And this version of the character in this book is a party animal, to put it lightly. She is certainly got a bit of an attitude, and she's got spice. She's got spice for sure. And you will get to know that character if you have read this book. And we saw, again, a glimpse of that at the end of Superman when she came back to get her dog and she went off. Superman being the best cousin that he can be, he's trying his best there. And I hope in this film we get to see more of that relationship. Will Superman appear? I hope so. We kind of saw him in the trailer on that newspaper, which was probably an article written by Clark Kent as well, which I thought was fun. But the tone of this film, I think we got from this trailer already. It was sci-fi, there was action, there was drama, there was comedy. There is, though, an very emotional story in Woman of Tomorrow. When you take away all the sci-fi and the fighting and the fantasy, there is a powerful story. And I'm really hoping we get to see more of that in this film. We did get to see almost some glimpses of the personal story in the trailer between Ruthie and Kara. And I want more of that. Because this is their story. It's not just Supergirl's story. It is Ruthie's story of vengeance. A amazing story of vengeance and growth and forgiveness. And so much is packed into this amazing story. And I couldn't help but think about this when I was watching the trailer. Hoping to see certain scenes. Hoping to see certain characters and cameos. But the trailer just blew me away. And again, I've only seen it once. And that is almost, you know, it's killing me. I need to get back there and watch it again. Because I could see this story coming to life before my eyes. We saw Kara in her almost regular outfit, which we see throughout the story. Like a big coat and boots and almost human clothes. And we see Kara at what looks to be a bus stop in the middle of a very dusty plane and a spaceship that could be a space bus or a space train. We see lots of really wacky spaceships in this story when the characters go from planet to planet looking for this dastardly villain that killed Ruthie's father. And that is what is going to make this film so unique. To be completely set in space, to go from different worlds to different worlds and seeing all these wonderful characters. And we got glimpses of that in the trailer. We got to see some fighting, a mirror ball and a jukebox. That made me very happy. We heard some Blondie in there as well, and that made me happy. Recently, I've made a playlist. I shall put a link to it in this video for Apple and Spotify for songs that I feel, well, that I hear in my head when I read this book and hopefully will feel the same way with the film. There's 20 songs and it's been quite interesting to see the comments that I've shared this online. People thinking that this is like, oh, is this the actual soundtrack and playlist? I was like, no, this was shared about a week before I'd even seen the trailer. It was just my thoughts and what music could work in this film. So many songs could, but also there's going to be a fantastic score. I know that will be in this film. But the playlist was just a bit of fun for me to sort of what Kara would listen to, what song she has on her sort of iPod, as it were. But we got some Blondie in the trailer. We got some fighting. There was a moment when I saw a mace come down, the classic medieval weapon. And again, I need to go back for confirmation, but I'm sure I saw something that was Lobo. Again, it all went by in such a blink of an eye. It was such a unique experience to be able to watch it once, much like when I got to watch the Superman trailer about this time last year, that it makes it more of an experience and more exciting to have that pressure to make sure that you take everything in. But seeing Supergirl finally come to life again, because we've had fantastic Supergirl portrayals over the years, but for this version, one that we've seen a glimpse of in the Superman film, it was fantastic. Now, I've got some notes that I wrote as the trailer finished on my phone. And where are we? Here we go. Normally, I do write them in my little trusty Daily Planet journal, but that was nowhere near. So I had to sort of use my initiative and just write them down on my phone. So yes, Crypto. I've put down Crypto peeing on Superman newspaper. Bad boy. Spaceships, the majestic costumes. How I want this to be just like the comic. That bus stop scene with that spaceship coming down to pick up Kara. Now, we don't see much Ruthie in the trailer, of what I can recall. I'm glad for that. This is a teaser trailer. We don't need to know that full story just yet. But we certainly did see a rather menacing sword, to say the least. And those that have read the book will know more about that as well. Lots of aliens, lots of fighting. There was what I wrote down, almost like a Bane moment from Batman. And she said something along the lines of, this is going to hurt, but it's not going to hurt me. I like that. It's going to be bad for you. The sass that we get to see of Supergirl is going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, there was some talk of Kara's heritage as well, of Krypton. That is going to be very interesting to see with the choices that James Gunn took with the Superman film. I adore seeing Krypton on the big screen. I don't always adore seeing it implode or explode, however you want to say, but I want to see some potential flashbacks to happier times for Kara on Krypton, with her parents, and who knows, maybe even a baby Kal-El and a puppy Crypto. That's just me putting my thoughts out there and manifesting that. But I want to see how Krypton can look in another film, because I always enjoy seeing that. More notes. Drinking, partying, lots of that. Lots of that. There was one particular scene, as I said, yes, with a mirror ball and a jukebox. That's something that Derek from the Super House of L and I talked about. We wanted a jukebox scene. We wanted something to happen. Almost like the Fonz from Happy Days, where someone hits it or someone crashes into it and we get music coming out. Again, most of the songs that I chose for the Supergirl playlist could work, but they used, again, Blondie, and it worked so well. But a jukebox and a mirror ball, I was happy with that. These planets that Kara visits and these characters that she meets along the way, big and small, really make this story feel like an epic tale. And it's, yes, even now I'm thinking of how amazing the art books that hopefully get released from this film are going to look, because I can't help, whenever I pick up this book, turn to a page and see something absolutely visually stunning that makes me want to turn the page, that makes me want to put each and every single page into a frame, because it is so colourful and so bright and vibrant. And when that gets combined with this film's tale, with the writing, and again, it's going to grab the watcher. And I certainly don't think you need to read this book before you go in to see this film. It's going to do a fantastic job of being retold in its own way. Craig Gillespie and Millie Alcock at the Q&A even said, it's of course, this book gets honored in it. It's being used as a reference point. There are going to be some changes. It's going to be written differently. But either way, I'm excited for it. I want to notice references. Lobo did not appear in this story, but we know now that Lobo will in the film, which is a truly bombastic character and one that many people believe Jason Momoa was born to play. And I hope we don't get to see him for quite some time, which is why one of my sort of predictions is that when the end of the trailer fades to black, as it were, I wanted to hear the sound of a Zippo lighter opening up, or maybe a motorbike revving up. Lobo is such an interesting character that we are going to have a lot of fun seeing on the big screen, and all of this really on the big screen. We get to see some fighting scenes in the trailer. We get to see some moments of excitement. And everything's going on at once. As I said, I had that dog and squirrel moment. I couldn't see what was going on. But it's, for me, when this trailer does go live, it's going to be exciting to hear what people think. I'm sure by now, I would like to think Tom King and Bilkis Evely have seen the trailer. They have seen the footage. Who knows? Maybe they've even seen the film. But I love hearing people's opinions and hearing their thoughts and, again, guesswork. I like it when people share their ideas of what they might see in this film. But for me, I just want to see as much Supergirl as possible. I would be over the moon if Superman does appear in this film. That has not been confirmed yet. Superman's my main guy, as you can tell. But Supergirl is his cousin. She is a huge part of the legacy of Superman. And Action Comics, I've got this written down. Action Comics 252, May 1959. A comic that is one that I want to add to my list. The first appearance of Supergirl. And Supergirl created by Otto Binder. Was the writer and artist Al Plastino. But again, you know, it always comes back to Superman. And again, I'm always thankful when Superman's story has been continuing to be told for new generations. And this film is going to be for a new generation of Supergirl fans. I can't wait for people to watch this film and be inspired by this character. For people to maybe get a new look at music they may not have heard before. For fashions to come back again. As we know, fashion and pop culture is often a circle. It always comes back round again. So that's why my playlists, again, going back to that, it features songs from over the decades. And I feel that they're all songs that could work. I think probably one of the more interesting choices was Xanadu by Olivia Newton-John. And it's a wacky song. And if you hear it and listen to it and read this book, you will understand why I did add that to the playlist. But this film, and again, this one viewing of the trailer gave me so many fantastic and wonderful emotions and made me so excited for June the 26th, 2026. We are going to see more trailers in the upcoming months. It is absolutely impossible for me to avoid trailers. Jeremy from All on the Board has said to me that he doesn't want to watch any of the Supergirl trailers. And I admire that willpower, first of all. Jeremy, you are a braver man than I. But I like the trailers. I like getting excited. I like jumping in the comment sections and talking with fans around the world and finding out what they're exciting for. But over the upcoming months, it's going to be fun. Because once this trailer is live, which is happening soon, I'll be watching it on loop over and over again, looking for those things that I missed. Being exciting, excited for those people that find those Easter eggs, that find those recreations. Because, as I said, there are just so many magnificent moments in this book that deserve to be homaged, at least. That they could be completely recreated, and I would be so very, very happy. But IMAX, all the way. As always with films of this scale, it's going to be IMAX for me. And again, over the last week or so, we've been hearing lots of speculation about Netflix. This is a film we watch in the cinema again and again and again. Cinemas, for me, much like comics, are a form of escape, a way to lose yourself for a few hours, whether that be with friends or family or partners or on your own. The cinema is such a special place to be. And that moment when the lights go down and hopefully your phones go away and you enjoy that film and you get taken on somebody else's story, you get told a story. And I'm hoping this film is two and a half hours long. That's a good time for a superhero film. I am ready to be lost in this world because it is a magnificent world with a fantastic deep story within it. These characters of Kara and Ruthie go on a true epic tale. And I'm trying. Again, there's going to be spoilers out there, but this comic has been around for a few years now, and if you've read it, I know you will want to read it again, but there will be new fans out there as well. I know I've got the deluxe version on my wish list for Christmas, and there is the pocket-sized version that I think is out in America already, but will be out in the UK in the next few months. I will be hosting a giveaway for that and probably more giveaways over the upcoming months. But again, right now, I'm happy, just like I was about this time last year for the Superman trailer. Over the upcoming months, we're going to get more. We're going to get more little crumbs here and there. We're going to get fans excited. There's going to be, of course, there will be debates in the comment sections. But I'm excited to talk with more Supergirl fans around the world. I'm looking forward to speaking with Derek from the Superhouse of El, of course, and I want to speak with Supergirl cosplayers and Supergirl Radio. Supergirl Radio have been hosting a Supergirl podcast now for years, and they love this character so much. I am so excited to hear their views about this trailer. And when this film comes out, I will want to talk with them again as well. But it's exciting times again. I'm ready. I'm always ready for new Superman, Supergirl content as well. It's been one of those things where over the years we don't get much of Superman fans. We get a bit here and a bit there, but it's always Batman or it's something else. But if this is a tradition, like Derek mentioned on the Superhouse of El podcast, that each December we get a new Superman trailer or a Supergirl trailer, I'm happy. Goodness me, I'd be happy, because who knows, this time next year, it could be a Man of Tomorrow trailer. And that is really something to get me excited about, because that would be a fantastic, fantastic time as well. So yes, the trailer, it is out now. Go and watch it. Go and watch it again. Find the Easter eggs, find the jokes, find those moments of absolute awesomeness. To see Millie Alcock bring this character to life. To see glimpses of Tom King's world and Bilkis Evely's world jumping off the screen. The music is there. We do get one song. But we also get some pretty epic scores as well. And I'm looking forward to seeing where that goes in the future. And yeah, that's me ranting and raving about a 2 minute and 20 second video that I got to watch once. And I tell you what, it made me so happy just to see Crypto again. And there was one note that I did, one more note. I'm going to go back to it. I'm probably going to butcher the quote, but we hear Kara say, when talking about her cousin, She says, Superman sees the good. I see the truth. And I was like, oh, there's some going to be some interesting relationships between Kara and Kal-El. It's, again, it's a story of growth. So I'm pretty sure that the Kara we see at the beginning of the film is going to be a very different version towards the end of the Supergirl film. One that realizes her abilities and her responsibility and her worth as well. It's going to be amazing. It's making me excited. But whew, I think that will do for now. I have been Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel. I will be back soon talking more about Supergirl and Superman and comics. I've got a lot planned for 2026. And Supergirl will be one of the projects that I can't wait to get my teeth into. And it's exciting times, as always. It's never a quiet day being a geek. As we all know, we all have so many passions. And I love talking passions. And I'm sure over the next few months, I'll be talking a lot about Superman, Supergirl, and everything in between. I have been your host, Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel. Thank you very much for listening. Please like, comment, subscribe, share. Tell me what you loved in the trailer. Tell me what you want to see in the future. And I'll be back soon with another episode of the Podcast of Steel.